Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to The River. This is Tom Fuller coming to you from beautiful Portland, Oregon, with my friends and your hosts, authors Maxine Marcellini and Jeannie St. John Taylor. Every Monday, Maxine and Jeannie get together to share what's on their hearts with listeners around the world. They chat with other authors and friends on a wide variety of topics. Some bring a laugh, some cause us to wipe away a tear, but all of them send rivers of blessing into our lives. These shows can be life-changing if our hearts are open and allow the river of God's love to pour into our deepest needs. So, listeners, are you ready? Now's the perfect time for me to stop talking and let the ladies take us on today's exciting journey down the river.
Welcome, listeners. We're so glad you could join us on the river today. This is Jeannie St. John Taylor, and I'm here with my good friend and co-host, Maxine Marcellini. Welcome, Maxine.
Thanks, Jeannie. It's good to be here again on this wonderful Monday.
Yeah, I'm doing great. How about you? You've got a busy, busy life, right?
I do. I got kids and grandkids this summer, and we are just playing probably more than I have in a very long time. So, lots of activity in the hub of, especially the little almost five-year-old one.
Yeah. Oh, fun. Mm-hmm. I love the little grandkids. There's absolutely nothing in the world that's better than grandkids, is there?
Oh, they are quite a delight. I totally agree with you. Oh,
I love it. Well, we have a really interesting show for today. Unfortunately, our guest hasn't shown up yet, listeners. So we're going to chat for a minute and give her a chance to come on. I'm going to read you her bio. And if she comes on, we'll chat and it'll be great. She has help for people who've been through abortions. And if she doesn't come on, we'll probably stop this pretty quick. Her name, Michelle Bourquet, is the creator of the Freedom Series, a series for women that focuses on healing and wholeness after life's difficulties. She's also the spokesperson for Beth Moore's national television special, Living Well, and for the GLO Bible. Michelle knows the challenges Christian women face. Her books include God Crazy, Overcoming the Seven Deadly Emotions, Live, Laugh, and Love Again, and now she and her co-authors have developed the Freedom Series, which is a 12 mini-book series that equips women to move forward after the traumas of life. Michelle has hosted and been featured guest on hundreds of television and radio programs, including NBC's Midday Connection, the 700 Club, Life Today, Positively Texas, and TBN. And I might add, she's very beautiful if you look up her picture. One reason probably television probably loves her face. So you might want to look her up even if she doesn't show up. Maxine, you have worked at Crisis Pregnancy Center in Portland, right? Can you tell us a little
bit about Portland?
Oh, where at?
I did not work one in Portland, but I did, prior to moving to Portland in Southern Oregon, I worked at a crisis pregnancy center for two or 3 years. And, you know, it's a real big problem. I would be dealing with someone who would come in for a pregnancy test, and perhaps the person that brought them in would break down and cry because of a prior abortion that they had not had found healing for. The situation with abortions is probably about 98% of these women, and many of the men as well, later on will discover that they have what's called PAS, post-abortion syndrome. And the anniversary of that abortion or the expected date of that child's birth, something will kick that in, and they will be in the midst of a very depressive state. So the way to walk through it is to get in touch with materials like what Michelle is putting together here. And you don't try to do it on your own, but please realize that that doesn't go away by itself, and please realize that God still loves you. You are forgiven in Christ. There is nothing that you cannot be forgiven for, but the healing needs to happen so that you find that freedom that you've been missing for so many years in most cases.
And listeners, Michelle has a lot of helps in her book. She's got ways that you forgive yourself. As Maxine said, forgiving yourself is it's not just God who forgives. You forgive yourself, but you do it because you know God forgives you. And so you might want to look up her book, whether we talk to her today or not. So, Maxine, did you want – you know what I was going to say. I recently heard a statistic that said that 90% of the women who have abortions do it because the man that they are – that the father of the child pressured them into it. Do you believe that after working in the clinic?
You know, I do believe that, and I also believe sometimes it's the parents pressuring a daughter into it who ended up in a crisis pregnancy situation. So it kind of works both ways, but in most cases it's probably trying to keep the secret and not let anybody find out the pressure is on from the guy.
Wow.
But I agree with that. Yeah.
Very sad. Well, hopefully we'll catch Michelle another time. We'll try to reschedule this, listeners. So meanwhile, have a great day and enjoy the – I hope it's good weather. I know the Midwest is cold, and we thought we were going to have high temperatures here in Oregon, and they're perfect, aren't they, Maxine?
They're pretty good. They've backed off that heat wave for us, and that's kind of nice, actually.
When my daughter and her husband got here on Sunday, and it was supposed to be, 100 or something? And it turned out
thunderstorms.
it was raining cats and dogs outside and overcast. And my daughter said, well, it turned out to be a nice day. And Ray said, well, she's an Oregonian. And she is. We like that, don't we, Maxine?
Oh, well, let's just go ahead and see if we can get Michelle rescheduled because this is a topic that really needs discussion, and many women can be healed, and even some of the men can be healed from it.
Yeah.
So God bless all of our listeners.
And listeners, the name of her book is Abortion to Mercy. It's in the Freedom series created by Michelle Borque. So thank you for joining us. Hopefully we'll get her rescheduled.
This is Tom Fuller saying thank you for joining us on The River today. I pray blessings have come your way. Please check out our hosts' websites to learn a little more about them. Maxine Marcellini is the author of Rebuilding Families $1 at a Time, Blended Families, and Raising Children in Blended Families. She's a life coach whose website, rebuildingfamilies.net, is full of family helps and resources. Jeannie St. John Taylor is the author and illustrator of more than 25 books for adults as well as children. You'll find her books plus a link to read her newest biblical fiction, City of a Thousand Gods, on her website at jeanniestjohntaylor.com. All our programs are archived for later listening enjoyment. Consider posting a comment after today's show. And please let your friends know about what's happening at The River. Most of all, remember, you are never alone in this river called life. Jesus is with you and only a prayer away.